From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United States has welcomed the start of the Yemen peace talks in Kuwait. The discussion got underway Thursday, 3 days behind schedule, after opposition delegations complained and later got reassurances that pro-government forces would respect a ceasefire. The conflict between government forces and Houthi rebels has left more than 6,400 people dead and millions more in need of humanitarian aid. U.S. President Barack Obama is in London for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Obama arrived after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia, where he said the U.S. and Gulf state leaders remain united in efforts to destroy Islamic State and stabilize the conflict-ridden Middle East. On this Earth Day, leaders from as many as 170 countries are gathered at the United Nations in New York to sign the Paris Agreement on Climate Change, 4 months after the deal was initially negotiated. Under the Paris Agreement, rich countries will offer financial support to poorer countries to help reduce their emissions and adapt to climate change. Actual dollar amounts were left out of the agreement, but it did leave the door open for emerging economies like China to contribute, even though there is no requirement to do so. The goal of the agreement is to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial times. Scientists believe that keeping the temperatures below that level will allow the world to avoid the worst effects of climate change. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the agency paid more than $1 million for the hacking tool that thwarted the security features of the iPhone that a terrorist gunman in San Bernardino, California, had. Speaking at a security forum in London on Thursday, FBI Director James Comey said that although litigation to force Apple to break into the phone has been dropped, the discussion of privacy and public safety needs to continue.
They should continue to talk about it because we have a problem where all of us share a set of values that are in conflict, and we have to figure out how to resolve privacy and security on the internet and on our devices with public safety, and they're crashing into each other in terrorism cases and really all the work the FBI does. And I don't know exactly what the answer is, but we need an answer, and we can't let ourselves drift.
Comey did not reveal if any useful information was retrieved from the phone of one of the suspects in the December attack in California that killed 14 people. The FBI chief would only say that the investigation continues. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, secured his fifth term in office Thursday, beating out more than a dozen opponents in a landslide victory. But opposition leaders are accusing him of voter fraud. They say the vote was rigged and that they won't recognize what they call an electoral stick-up. However, African Union observers say there was no foul play involved in the election. The outpouring of grief continues after the unexpected death of American music legend Prince at the age of 57. His death has shocked and saddened his fans and music lovers worldwide. The singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and actor was found dead Thursday at his home in suburban Minneapolis. VOA's Zlatica Hoek reports.
Purple Rain, the title song of Prince's 1984 album and movie, remains his signature work. The album has sold 20 million copies worldwide and is regularly ranked as one of the best of all time. U.S. civil rights activist Al Sharpton was among the first to point out that Prince was a humanitarian as well as a musician.
I think that millions of people of all races and backgrounds are sad today with the sudden loss of a true Prince who really was a king.
At the news of his death Thursday, fans gathered outside Prince's home and studio near Minneapolis. Vigils and memorial services are being held around the country. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
At least two people have been killed when a newly elevated bike path collapsed in Rio de Janeiro, further damaging the city's credibility as an Olympic host. The accident is the latest in a series of problems besetting preparations for the August Games. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.